Blog Talk Radio.
Yay! Hi, everybody. This is Angel Coach Michelle. I am so excited to be here tonight, and it is June 21st. It is actually the first day of summer, and I'm so excited because as it's the first day of summer, I'm actually pre-relaunching my show, The Angel Scoop. And I just have to tell you guys, it's been a little bit since I've been on the radio, and I'm super excited because the reason I'm here is to inspire and to teach and to help people understand and to release subconscious programming and blocks that are preventing them from leading their best life. So over the last few years, I've actually been doing the work myself. It's called Subconscious Release Technique. I've been working with the angelic realm, which is super cool. And let me just give you a little bit of my background. I don't know if you remember or if it's your first time calling in. I am an angel therapy practitioner. I actually studied under and was certified under Doreen Virtue, who in my opinion is the angel guru. And it was quite an awakening when I did. I had no idea that I had these special gifts, really significant and profound intuition to be able to bring clear, concise, and complete messages to people to help them have clarity in their life and to have guidance in their life and to really just manifest their life because that's what it's all about. So, yay! I am so excited. So, what I'm going to do is I'm going to start by shuffling my angel card deck, which is going to kick off the show. And by the way, anybody that's out there that would like to have an angel subconscious release, just, you know, come on in, tell me who you are, and I'm super happy to read for you. Yay! I'm so excited. Okay. So the first card that I pulled for everybody, and this is a group card, and it's the Empress. And the message is coming from Archangel Gabriel. The message, and I really believe this is the message of June and July, and what she's saying to everybody, the message is lavish abundance. Give birth to your dreams, nurture yourself and others. Give birth to your dreams, nurture yourself and others. I feel like maybe there is a dream or a passion or an intuition or an inspiration of somebody in the audience right now, right here, that's listening that perhaps is feeling like, I want to give birth to this, because as you know, when you give, you will receive. But more than that, when you really live your passion and your purpose, absolutely will receive lavish abundance. Yay. So I'm just going to open up the lines. Does anybody, any of my callers, anybody out there want to have a reading, a message from your angels? Hi, is this 218?
Hello, my name is Christine.
Hi, Christine, how are you?
Fine, thank you. Thank you for the inspiration, and I would love a message from my angels.
Yay! Christine,
yeah.
Where are you calling in from? Yeah!
I'm calling from northern Minnesota, and I actually am a bit, you know, I marvel at the miracles the angels perform. And so, yes, I just love to hear what they have to say. And actually, I have a question, too, if that's possible.
Yes, absolutely. How did you find our show?
Well, you know what? It was so interesting. I listen to a couple of shows that I like, and I haven't been lately. So I went out and just did a search, and I just listened to a really good show. I didn't call in or anything, but I looked to put them, you know, to follow. And then your show was the next one in line, and I thought, oh, look, there's 27 minutes left on the show, and I thought, oh, I'll just listen. And so it was great. So I thought, well, perfect. So
yay.
So yeah, it was fun, and it's good. You know, it's very quality. So it was just nice to find you.
Aww,
and I don't think it's an accident.
That. Well, okay, we know that, right?
Right.
Listen, if you're in my angel world, which you are, and in my world, there is no accident. Obviously, it's so divine timing. The message that you're about to receive is so perfectly put for you, and I'm so excited to be able to deliver it.
Oh, good. I'm so excited.
I love your Minnesota accent, too, by the way.
Thank you. Thank you.
So cute. I'm so excited.
Where are you? Where are you located?
I'm broadcasting out of Denver, Colorado.
Oh, lovely.
Have you been?
Yes.
Isn't it beautiful?
Yes. Yes, it is. Minnesota is too, and I'm in northern Minnesota, and today was paradise. Today was just one of these perfect days. It was glorious all around.
Oh, I love that.
It was
I
really
love that. I love
wonderful.
That. Yay. Okay,
me
so
too.
Yay, I know. I can feel you, Christine. Yay. So I'm actually, have you ever had an angel card reading or message?
I don't think I have. I've listened to them. Maybe a long time ago, but it's nothing I do regularly.
Right. But you're familiar. You understand a little bit
but
about.
But I understand, and I trust the whole process. And that was one of the things I'm in my head thinking, oh my gosh, because things aren't going exactly the way I want them to go, but I know that the angels, I know that it's going in a way that it's supposed to go, and I'm curious. And so trusting the process can be difficult at times. That's why I'm so curious for a reading. I thought I have to call in, and isn't it crazy I got in right away? So, but I just thought I have to hear what the angels have to say. I just am so curious.
Yay. And before I read you your card, because I don't think that you heard the very beginning of the show, which is totally fine. But what my
I didn't actually.
Who I am.
I felt bad because right when I tuned in, you talked about listening to that. So I thought, okay, well, this is what I was going to do is go back in the archives. And actually, I was going to
you don't need to do that. We're going to do this right here, right now. Because I want you to understand the direction of this, because there is some really specific clarity here, which is really cool for you and for everybody and for myself, okay? So I'm an angel therapy card practitioner, but really what I am is my name, who I am is Coach Angel Michelle, Coach Angel Michelle. So what I do is I definitely work in the angelic realm and I deliver messages, but I also combine subconscious release techniques so that people, which is everybody, can release their subconscious blocks and programming to manifest what they want in their lives. Pretty much,
well, that's
period in
why
the story.
I called in, Michelle, because truly I think I'm blocking. I think I am a problem. I think I am blocking the help the angels want to give me. So that was really why I called in. So I can't wait to see what we do here.
Okay, so let me just back up because this is for all the callers. I mean, this is going to benefit everybody. Do you mind if I just kind of like expound on that?
Would love it.
Okay, so perfect because, you know, there's no accidents, as we said. As a matter of fact, it's absolutely on purpose. So here's the deal. you just said I'm the problem. You're actually not the problem. Okay, so like
okay.
that's a program that we're going to just go in. This is not to make you wrong. Just go with, just follow me with this. Go with me. So I'm going to give you a little backstory so you understand where we're going, because it's going to make complete sense to you. And by the end of this call, you're going to have such clarity that you're going to be freaking on fire.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so here's the thing. The people that come toward me are people that have, and everybody does, but people who are recognizing that there's something blocking them. They don't get what it is. They're totally like, you know, most people that I work with, I would tell you, are not by any means train wrecks. They're basically really high-functioning people, successful, but there's some blocks. And basically all that is from age 0 to 20, all of us are like little computers and sponges, and we soak up all our experiences. This is not new, I know. All good and bad programming. So that's good when the good stuff is good, right? So you have all this great programming. But when you've had negative programming, which all
yeah.
of us have in our lives, whether it's our parents, our teachers, our siblings, I mean, it doesn't matter. Everybody is exposed to it. If you're a human being, you've been exposed. And some people more than others. So we have this subconscious blocks in programming. We made decisions early on from experiences that we've had that go into our subconscious mind, and boom, it's there, right? So you go on with your life, everything's going along, and then, you know, if you're like us, you know, and you want to like fast, you know, you want to create and manifest your life, and you find that you have stumbling blocks, whether it's in love, relationships, finances, health, whatever it is, it all goes back to your subconscious programming. So here's the solution. I am a coach/angel worker, and I'm able to go into people's energy fields, including yours, and I'm able to tap into your blocks, your programs, and to find your programs, release your subconscious programs once and for all. And I said the word once and for all, not like, oh, this is a process, because it is a peeling of the onion, but it's not like we're going to hash and rehash the program, because that's not necessary. Because once it's released, it's released. And then what I do is I give you a positive fill-up to reprogram your subconscious mind with a positive fill-up. Does that make sense?
Nice. And I can't believe this. This is a divine call, because I am aware of the subconscious, have done some work there, have done some, emotional freedom technique tapping. But today, while I mowed the yard on this unbelievably beautiful day, you know, I applied for a loan, and that's what my question was. And I haven't heard back it's like since last week, and I'm thinking, oh, I'm not going to get it. They think I'm not worthy of it. But I am worthy of it, and I have done a good job. Everything's in order. I should get it. But see, my thinking is negative programming, and I know where it came from, my mother. And so this is an amazing call. So, yes, this all makes sense, and I would love nothing more to cleanse the negative subconscious of my programming. I completely am right now very aware, and have been listening to a lot of different information on the programming of our mind. And so I want to be free. Yeah, I would love this. Thank you, Michelle.
Yay.
It's amazing.
Okay, yes, it is. And you're super spot on, right on, and all that stuff. So And some of the things I might say you already do know, Christine. Like, I'm not trying to say you don't know it, because if you're on this call, you already know it, because I vibrate in spiritually aware people. So not to insult your intelligence, but I'm just going to say a few things before we get started down the further. So, does that make sense already?
Already, yeah, I am right with you, sister.
Okay, good.
I am right with you.
Yeah, the last thing I want to do is make you feel wrong, because that's not what I do. Okay, so you're absolutely right. You're intuitively feeling your blocks and programs, which is so tuned in, right? You're so tuned in. And I can just tell you from my experience, I've been somebody that's done personal development for pretty much my entire life. And it's all been great, and it's all good stuff. And, the books, the seminars, the therapy, I'm telling you, I could write the resume. With that, I've noticed until I started doing this particular release technique with my angels, did I finally realize that was the total bottom line. Like, in order to really move forward in your life, again, any area of your life, I don't care what area you're focusing on, subconscious releases need to be done. And if you don't, you're going to pretty much take circles around in your life. You're going to go in circles. It might look different, but your circles are circles. And that is for sure. But when you do release your subconscious blocks and programs, yay, because then you can start to manifest what it is you really want.
Yeah.
Isn't that cool?
Yes.
That's what I do. That's what I do. Like,
that's so cool. How long have you been doing this release?
Great question.
Release?
Yes. I actually got started, I've been an angel therapy practitioner for over 10 years, right? I started doing the work, getting coached by a subconscious release technique person, my coach, about 2 years ago. And everything was pretty good in my life. I'm not going to say it was a mess or, I was a mess, but I will tell you, everything started to shift pretty quickly in every single area of my life. And that's pretty much what got my attention, was the fact that it worked with me. And then I organically was super excited, and I actually started coaching. And then I decided to become a coach through Best Life Coaching Society, because that's who certified me and taught me everything I know. And I'm still a student of that. I'm still being coached, and I coach. So I'm like always going to forever be a student, because school's never out for a pro, if you know what I'm saying.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Does that answer your question?
And I am so into this. No, I think everything,
too.
I think our subconscious is just huge compared to the conscious.
Yeah, and I'm glad you brought that up, because I was going to tell you that anyway and share with that with everybody. Our subconscious mind, which is so true, Christine, because you're super aware and you're super intuitive, our subconscious mind runs 95% of the show. Okay?
Yeah.
So, like, even though we're conscious beings and we go to work and we have all these things going on and we're always firing on our conscious mind during the daytime, and it would look like our conscious mind is in control, actually, it's only running 5%. So basically, what you have to look at is the subconscious mind is running the show. So you better hope, if you want really fantastic things to happen in your life, that your subconscious mind is really on point. And if it's not, which most people's are not, I will say, in fact, everybody's pre-programmed from their childhood. So nobody gets out of this. Like, if you think you're getting out, you're not. You have to do this work. You have to really, you don't have to, but if you want your life to change really, like specifically, like manifest in every area, it's essential to release your blocks and programs.
I would believe that. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you, today it was so interesting, because as much as I'm saying to myself, I'm the problem, I'm the block, what am I blocking? So I knew that there was something in the way, but I don't know how to move it out of the way. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey, I'm just going to throw this out there because there's 10 minutes left in the show, and in case we get cut off, because this show will cut us off, I want you to take my number down so that we can keep in communication, but I'm going to answer your question.
Oh, I'm so excited because I would love to be in touch with you. I was going to ask for the
this
is just an amazing call.
Can you write this?
Yeah,
I've
got a pen and a paper right
because
here.
Because the show, I'm on the air, and it will shut down, and we'll get disconnected, and I'll never find you.
Okay.
So my name is Michelle. So write this down, area code 970.
Mm-hmm.
618-7838.
7838. Okay. Got your name too, Michelle. Great.
Yeah,
Thank
yeah,
you,
yeah.
Michelle, so
cool.
much.
Okay,
this is so exciting to me.
Yeah, it's so exciting, Christine. It's so exciting. So before I pull your card, do you have any questions?
No, I don't at all. I understand completely. I don't know what you're going to do, but I understand that there's a block. I understand that the subconscious is big, and it will, well, right now it's definitely in charge.
Yeah, it dominates. It is in charge. So doesn't it make sense that you would really want your subconscious, like, totally cleared out and on board so that you can manifest?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I want to get rid of the stuff that is not working for me. I do.
Right. And that's where I was at. And I'm still a student. I'm never done. But when I started this release with my coach, I was like, wow. I started noticing shifts. And then, honestly, my life looks completely different a year and a half later, just in every single area. So
nice. It's
really exciting. It's the way it works. There's a lot of things going on out there. I've done a lot of them, but this is the only thing that I really understand and believe that works, and I've seen it work for so many people. So I'm excited to help you and to, you know, to be able to inspire you.
Thank you. And, you know, you have such a clear energy. I have to say, your voice, just your whole energy is very, very clear. It's really, I can't explain it, but it must be because you clear your subconscious a lot. But there's something very clear about you, very clean energy. That's how it feels, clean.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for noticing, and it's actually very true. Like, I am so clear and so clean. Like, I know exactly how to help people. I give people get results when they work with me. Like, this is not woo-woo, whoa-whoa. This is like the real deal. Like, let's go. It's go time. And I'll tell you, if you feel it, you're right, because that's exactly what I am and who I am and what I'm doing. And it's, you know, and before this program, I was actually teaching an angel card reading class to the Best Life Coaching Society, which I do on a weekly basis. And the people on this call, they're getting clearing all the time and getting clear. They're getting guidance. And it's really about getting clear. And
nice.
You can feel my clarity because I know I'm clear. And my clarity is really to help and inspire people just like yourself. Like, that's my passion. That is my purpose in life, period, end of story. There's nothing else. Like, that's it. And if you feel it, it's because you are divinely, energetically beamed in.
Nice. Well, you know, July 7th, I will have quit drinking alcohol for 10 years.
Woo,
and it's been
girl.
Really quite a journey. I know. It's great. I love being sober. And so I've done a lot of spiritual work and this and that and come a long way. But I just felt, like I was saying, Michelle, earlier today, today in the yard, I just felt like, okay, I need to make another push, you know, with my wellness. And this is it. I believe this is it, because I'd really like to unload the negative, the garbage. Just take out the garbage.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. I call it that, too. And actually, you just gave yourself a gift. This is your 10-year sobriety present to yourself by, like, actually finding this call.
Thank you. It does feel like a gift. Yes, because I would like to celebrate and get rid of the garbage. I don't need it. Take out the garbage.
It's so true. Take out the garbage. I love that. Like, that is so true, Christine. Take out the garbage. And I always say get rid of the crap. Like, either way, it's all good. Like, seriously.
Yes, get rid of the crap.
And I know I'm on public radio right now, and I don't mind saying it, because seriously, we all need to empty our garbage cans, just like you said.
Yeah.
And if you don't, that's okay. I mean, it's fine for – it really is. I don't have any attachment to people that don't want to empty their garbage. I just do. Like, every week when the garbage man comes, my garbage is out. Actually, my garbage is out on a daily basis. I am clearing and cleaning out daily.
That's what I do. I call it detoxing constantly.
Yes. You're so smart. You are so
smart. Well, I just learned about it.
In.
And what I learned now in my last 10 years was this thing called micro-emotion.
Hey, before you go on, I don't mean to interrupt you, but in case I know we're going to get disconnected, I want to know what your number is so I can make sure I don't lose you.
Oh, sure. It's 218-543-4829, and I've got yours too, and I will call. But I'll just say this. I learned this thing called micromotion, which means you just do a little bit all the time instead of big pushes. And so what you just said about taking garbage out and doing the cleansing, just do a little bit all the time, and you get there.
Yeah. And what I call it is eating an elephant one bite at a time. You have to do it one bite. And if you think you're going to do it in one big gigantic mouthful, you're wrong. It just doesn't work that way. We're not wired that way. It would be a dream come true, but not how it works.
Right. Exactly. And I think in a lot of ways our society pushes the big, bite, when really we should move more slowly and take little bites. For sure.
It's not that we need to move more slowly. It's the way we move. It's human beings. And it's the way it works. This is a process. Life is a process. It doesn't happen in one fell swoop. Nothing does. Businesses don't get created that way. Personal development doesn't happen that way. Sobriety doesn't happen that way. It's a process. The best word is process.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have to be it can be a fantastic, fun process if you're in the right environment, in the right community of people, which is why I will just Best Life Coaching Society, which is what gives me my spiritual nourishment on a daily basis. I really understand that more than anybody. So, yay.
Yeah.
So
cool.
I know this call's going to cut off because I just got my little reminder, but I'm happy to give you your card if you'd like to call me right back.
I would love it. Thank you, Michelle. Oh,
okay.
I should call you back for it?
Yes.
Okay, I will call you back.
Yeah, because they just gave me a time. They just gave me like 60 seconds. So, like, just call me right back. I'm ready for your call. And everybody on the show that's listening, that are archive listeners, yay, you came to the right show. Christine is an amazing example and a beautiful spirit, and yay, come back again, because the Angel Scoop rocks.
I'm going to be a follower now. Then I will know when your show's on and that kind of thing. But, yes, I will call you, and we're going to get disconnected, so I'll just hang up.
Yep.
And then
yep.
I want to make sure to be a follower before I get disconnected.
Okay, yay.
Thank you.
Yay. Bye, everybody. Have a beautiful day.